We're going to be looking at priorities. And as a Christian, what does that word mean to us? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, we come and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word, Lord, because when we are born again, God, we don't know what to do or which way to go. We thank you for the deposit of your Holy Spirit within our life, and we thank you that you have given us this word and that you have overseen it and watched over it all of these years, Lord, and that you're overseeing, Lord, that it was written with no mistakes, God. It is good for us. It is direction for us, God. It is a love letter to us, God. It helps us, God. It shows us the way. It's a light for us, Lord, to follow, God. It is instruction. It is your law. It is your word. It tells us about the one who we love. God, what we're looking at now is our priorities as a child of God, our priorities as a son or daughter of God, our priorities, Lord God, as being in the kingdom of the Almighty God. Take this, Lord. Open our eyes. But most of all, God, would you help us, Lord? Because without you, Holy Spirit, helping us, we fail every day. We don't come in our own strength because we have no strength. But we come depending totally upon you, casting ourselves upon you, and say, God, take your word, work it in us, that we may follow hard and pursue you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, we're going to be looking at priorities. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Psalm 90:12 says, so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In Luke chapter 12, verses 29 through 31, and do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Meaning of priority. What does it mean to have priority? Priority is the right to precede others in order, rank, privilege, precedence, etc. To prioritize means to arrange or do in order of priority, or to give a higher priority to something. When you make a list of things that need to be done, you put the thing that is most important, the most important thing to you that needs to be accomplished above all things. And when it comes to our social calendar and those that we spend time with, we put the ones who mean the most to us on the priority list, and they're the ones that we will make the most time for. In this scripture, where Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And in Luke, where it says, you know, don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink, or, you know, don't be anxious for those things. Listen, God knows what we need. But if we seek the kingdom of God, all these things shall be added to you. What is it, the things that shall be added to us? It is all of our needs. God is going to take care of our needs. What he wants us to do is to look for him and to follow hard after him. Listen, in Matthew, he says, you know, you don't have to worry about your life, what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink, about your body, the clothes that you wear, the food. You know, if God takes care of the birds and he clothes them so beautifully, does he not know what his children need, and will he not take care of them? He says, but seek after me first. Listen, if our priorities are not in order, your life will not be in order. If you cannot put things in order in your life, then you have a life of chaos. And if you don't have your priorities, if your priorities are not right, then you won't be right. if your priority is to get up every morning and the first thing that you think about is how much money I can make today, that begins your thought process and you begin thinking of how to accumulate, how to acquire all of this. And God then is not your priority, it's your money. Or if, with a young person, if your priority is to be the most popular, be the one that everyone calls, that you want to be in every group that where all the popular kids are, you've set your priorities on a social standing. And if that is your priority, then God cannot be your priority. So your priorities are not right. You don't need to pray about this, what I'm talking about. A lot of people say, well, I need to pray about it. You don't need to pray about what your number one priority in life ought to be. You don't need to think about it. And you don't have to start a tweet or an Instagram discussion about it. You don't have to ask other people what they think about it. Jesus has already told us what our first priority is. But seek first the kingdom of God. And this word, seek, means to actively pursue, to go after. It's in the present tense, meaning continuously, every day of our life, to seek first the kingdom of God. What does this mean? What does this mean to a young person? A young person who is in high school, and for someone who's going to graduate this year, for someone who will graduate next year or the next year, you are at a place in your life where you're going to be stepping out from under your parents' roof. You will begin then to have to make those decisions that your parents have made for you. And if you've come to the place where you will graduate this year or next year, you've begun to make some decisions where your parents begin to back off and say, now you should know right from wrong. I've taught you these things. But growing up in a Christian home, the one thing that we need to be taught is what our priorities are. You know, your priorities are not to get straight A's. Your priority is to put God first in the mornings. If you say, oh, it's so hard for me to get up, I stay up so late at night, then go to bed an extra half hour early so that you can have a half hour. And if this is something that you're not accustomed to, I tell you to set the clock, start 15 minutes, come to that place where you will get up, that you will prepare a space, and that you will prepare a time that you will get up, get out of your bed, sit in your bed, but have your Bible right beside you, and start a reading program. Start prioritizing that you would start with reading the Word of God today, that you would have a right mind, a right thinking, and that you would say, God, you know my weaknesses. I come before you. You seek after God. Pursue Him. Pursue Him. You know, for young ladies, you know what it's like when there is a young man who has taken a liking to you and he begins to pursue you. He asks for your phone number. He texts you. He wants to carry your books at school. Or even a young man who a girl has begun to take and, you know, look at him and she likes him and she always makes a way to be right in the middle of his path so that he will have to notice her. But that is an active pursuit. And that is what we're supposed to do with God first. The Christian life, being a Christian, is more than just accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. It is seeking Him. Listen, I know that as a young person and in high school, you have so many burdens put upon you for honor roll, honor student, be the best in sports, be the best friend, keep up with social media, be active, have time out with your friends, and then time with your family. Many, many demands are upon your life, but that will only increase. The day that you step out, you graduate high school and you begin to step into the adult world to work and go to college, if you go to college, there are decisions that you have to make. There are things that you have to prioritize to be able to accomplish the things that you want in your life. But those things, you know, you may pursue after this career and put God on the back burner and say, God, you know, I'll just pursue you after I get married. I'll pursue you when I have children. When I have children, that'll be the time. And then when my children start school, that'll be the time. And then when my child has cancer, that'll be the time. The time is now that you're building your house on that rock, on that foundation, that you have developed this habit of pursuing and running after the one that you love. Saying that Jesus is Lord of my life, but then never, never, ever acknowledging Him, never spending time with Him, never looking at His Word, or even being able to know who He is, to speak of His character, only knowing that, yes, I know that Jesus died for me on the cross, and I asked Him to come in and to save me when I was 7 years old, when I was 10 years old, when I was 13 years old. But you never, ever open your Bible. The only time you ever hear the Word of God is when you go to church and you sit there. But otherwise, and even with that, you're distracted. You have your phone, or you're thinking about what you're going to do with your friends. Where is the priority? Where is the priority in that? You must seek the King, King Jesus. Without seeking Him, you are not going to seek the kingdom. To have a kingdom, you have a King, and that is King Jesus. You have all of God that you want right now. Young people today have many, many stresses and demands put upon their life. City kids have more than even kids who live in the country, who are able to be removed from all the city life. But the thing that all young people and that everyone has today is a 24-hour media, be it on TV, the movies, on your phone. You are constantly connected. You never have any time for quietness. You never have any time to hear. If you're constantly engaging in some type of media, you never have time to be quiet. You never have time to hear. You never have time to just let your mind rest and let it begin to think. And it is stressful. It is stressful to you. How can you run after God when the world is telling you to run after everything else? How can your desire be for God when social media and the media in general, magazines, music, and everything else tells you that this should be your desire? You should desire to look this way. You should desire to behave this way. And all of those things are contrary to God. Jesus does not want a place in your life. Jesus wants preeminence in your life. Preeminence is to be first. Now, some of you who still live at home and you love your family dearly, you think, well, no, my family is first. My family means more to me than anything. It's my family who will be there for me. No, I'm not saying that your family won't. But Jesus is Lord. He is God. He is Creator. He is Creator of your family. You put Him first, and you will be able to love them with a pure love. Not a selfish love, not a clan-like love. But loving Jesus first allows you then to put things in priority. Listen, it is not family first, God second. It is God first, and God first, and everything else comes under that. Everything else comes under that. And you won't know that if you never spend time in the Word of God. And your first pursuit of Him is to know Him, know who He is, and know about His character, and know what His thoughts are. You can't even give good advice to your friends if you don't know the Word of God. And so your first priority would be to set aside that time to spend reading the Word of God. Preeminence is to be first, and that's what He desires. First. First things first, first means putting the Lord first. Seeking the kingdom is to seek the rule and the reign of God over your entire life. When you truly seek a king and you truly seek his kingdom, you are automatically seeking for three things. First, you are seeking for the glory of the king. Every part and parcel, every minute and moment, every ounce and pound of your strength, every muscle and fiber of your body ought to be given for the glory of God. And you think, how is that possible? Then there is no life left for me and the things that I desire. But that's not true. That's not true. If you are athletic and you compete in sports, you do this. Listen, 1 Corinthians 10:31, Paul writes, therefore, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. If you are athletic, those sports that you compete in, those are the things that you would do unto the glory of God. Your priority would be to get up in the morning, to spend time in the Word, and to pray. Ask for His strength today. Ask for His filling today. Ask Him to help you. Say, God, show me how to glorify you today. And then when you get out, and if it is wrestling, then you wrestle unto the glory of God. If it is academics, if it's science or math, those are things that you say, God, these are things that I don't understand. But you have created all things. Would you open my mind to understand, God? And God will begin to give you excellence in what you do. That gives Him glory when His children who belong to Him excel in every area as teachers, as leaders of the country, as police officers, as fire officers, as mothers, as fathers, as CEOs of companies, those who work at the post office. If we do it because we have sought the kingdom of God, we seek after Him first, those things, we will give glory to God. It will open doors for you that would otherwise not be open. You would be able then to give testimony of your excellence. And why is it? Why are you excelling in this? There's a story about this young girl. Her name was Miranda. She was deathly ill. And she had a neighbor, his name was Liam, and they were friends, and he came over to visit her. Miranda was a Christian and Liam was not. And Liam asked, what do you want, to live or to die? And Miranda said, I just want whatever pleases God. Liam said, well, what if God were to say, Miranda, you choose what you would choose. It's your choice. Miranda said, if God were to give me the choice, I would just say, God, what will give you glory? My life belongs to you. If I am to live, I will serve you. If I am to die and to leave this earth, I will serve you in eternity. Your will be done. This may be hard to swallow, but it would be better to die in the will of God than to live outside of the will of God. So, whatever you, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. The second thing in seeking for the glory of the King is that you are seeking His guidance. What is His will for your life? We make plans, but they may not be the plans that God has for us. Listen, God has a plan and a future for us, and it is to prosper, and it is for us. He's for us, not against us. And so we want to seek, and we may think, I want to go to Nassau and be to go out and to go to the moon. That's what I want to be, an astronaut. But God's will for you is to be a teacher of science. That's not His will for you, but you don't know that. And so you pursue it and you pursue it, and it's like the more you pursue it, you're so consumed, you have no thoughts for anyone else. And it's just like you have disaster after disaster or success after success. But in that, there is a gnawing within you. And you are just not, you're not happy with your decision, but you don't understand because you determined that this was what you would do outside of the will of God, outside of seeking Him. Surrender to God is not a destruction of dreams. It is a revelation of what God has for you. It says that God has good works prepared for us from the foundation of the earth. Listen, there are good things that God wants for us to do, but you can't do those things if you don't inquire of Him and ask Him. So you want to seek Him. Well, what is His will for your life? Third, you are seeking the government of the King. Loyalty to Him is to be governed by Him. And that is something for us that we... it's a hard concept. It's a hard concept for us to understand, is to seek after His government. His rule over us is a good rule. He's not an evil, egotistical dictator. He is not given over to whims or His emotions. He has established guidelines and boundaries and laws for us to protect us. Listen, when you have someone helping you find your way, you're in a foreign country, and you get a guide, and they tell you, they say, I'm going to take you down this path, but on this path there are poisonous snakes. There are plants that if you just brush by them, they will kill you instantly. Now, I need for you to follow me. And these are the requirements. You are to have on long sleeves, you are to wear snake boots, and you are to stay behind me. Do not try to go to my right, do not try to go to my left, but stay directly behind me. Because even if you step to the right, there are sinkholes, and one step you could fall and never be seen or heard from again. What would you do? You would follow directly behind that person. And without seeking God, knowing God's will, knowing God's kingdom, understanding God's government, we step to the right and we're never seen from again. We brush up against something that is poisonous and destructive to our life. We go out and we don't have our feet protected. Snakes bite us. We lose our footing. That's why we want to have our priorities right. And that is why we want to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That is what we need. Amen. Amen.